You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A referee of the sector keeping the supermarket duopoly honest and blowing the whistle where it suspects there is a problem. This is how Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister David Clark described the role of the newly announced Grocery Commissioner. Following March's Commerce Commission inquiry, which found that the two big supermarket chains, Woolworths and Foodstuffs, were using their dominant market position to push excess costs and uncertainty onto suppliers, the government has made steps towards increasing competition in the supermarket industry. One of the steps was announced yesterday, introducing a Grocery Commissioner and a mandatory code of conduct to ensure suppliers to supermarkets get a fair deal. I spoke to Chief Executive of Consumer NZ, John Duffy, about the Grocery Watchdog and Code of Conduct.
Well, we're not clear quite yet what powers the role will have, because those will be set out in a Grocery Competition Act, which is still being drafted. So we're not quite sure yet, but the general premise is that they will be a dedicated Grocery Commissioner that sits within the Commerce Commission, and they will have they will be in charge of administrating a code of conduct that regulates interactions between suppliers to supermarkets and the supermarkets, as well as looking at the conduct of supermarkets as they interact with consumers. So whether they're, misleading people about pricing or loyalty schemes, that sort of thing. And also they'll be in charge of doing an annual review of the state of competition in the supermarket sector, which is really, really important, because it's an annual kind of health check to see whether, supermarkets are making excessive profits and whether the market itself is delivering results for consumers, such as lower prices.
What is Consuming New Zealand's assessment of the draft code of conduct? Is there anything in it that you think may need some more work before it becomes legislation later this year?
Look, we're still working through the draft consultation document. It only came out yesterday, so we're working through it now. It's pretty close to both the UK model and the Australian model. There's some slight differences at the edges, but it seems to be a fairly robust piece of consultation work. But yeah, I can't really answer that question yet until we've gone into it in full detail.
There have been concerns that the cost of complying with the code could mean that grocery prices are higher. However, the minister suggested that supermarkets could pay for any higher compliance costs out of their excess profits. Is this something that supermarkets can be held to, or is this something that they'll have to choose to do out of their own will?
There's a couple of things going on there. Yes, we currently pay over the odds for groceries in New Zealand because the supermarkets are making excessive profits. So with all these measures that are coming down the pipeline, and there's still more to come as well. This is quite a lengthy process to unwind kind of 20 years of a lack of competition in our supermarket sector. So with all the different measures that are coming down the pipeline, it should be more difficult for supermarkets to make excessive profits, right? That these measures should begin to promote competition and hopefully attract in new players into the market that we don't have at the moment. So if that all goes well, then the supermarkets won't be making those excessive profits and prices should drop for consumers. The compliance costs of working with a regulator, we don't see as being significant. Much of what the regulator will actually be doing will be a more focused application of legal requirements that actually already exist in the law under the Fair Trading Act, for example. So if we look at misleading price representations, for which the supermarkets are relatively regularly prosecuted, basically the law already says you need to be honest and not mislead people with your pricing. They shouldn't be claiming that it'll be an extra compliance burden to comply with the existing law. I find that argument a little bit disingenuous.
Since the government announced its response to the Commerce Commission's market study earlier this year, what kind of progress has been made?
We've seen pretty good progress, to be honest. So on budget night, the government announced that they would be prohibiting the use of restrictive covenants on land. And for people who aren't really familiar with how the supermarket industry works, over the years, they've negotiated deals with the premises that they lease their supermarkets from, to restrict the ability of competitors to enter into to build supermarkets in close geographic proximity to those leases. And that's really inhibited the ability of new players to come in and set up shop. And the Commerce Commission identified it as a real barrier to any really effective competitor taking on the supermarket duopoly. So that happened on budget night. This is probably the next biggest step in terms of announcements. So the code of conduct has been put out in draft form for consultation. The regulator that's going to regulate the industry has been named, so can start working on setting up. But there will be a few more things to come as well. And importantly, the government has said the wholesale market needs to be opened up. And they've said to the industry, you can do this voluntarily, but at the same time as you're doing that, we are going to look at how we would regulate if your voluntary efforts aren't cutting the mustard. So that's a really important signal as well.
Will consumers see a tangible impact of this government action when they go to the supermarket? And if so, when do you think that'll be?
Certainly not in the short term. The most tangible thing we've seen to actually support consumers who are struggling to put food on the table is the increased public pressure that's resulted from, advocacy that Consumer NZ's have been involved in, plus the results of the Commerce Commission's report and the government's reaction to it, putting pressure on the supermarkets and making them realise that, you know, this is really bad PR in a cost of living crisis, being seen to be making $1 million in excess profits a day while people can't put food on the table. It's not a good look. And the fact that the public have rallied round reforms to the sector has kind of finally penetrated, I guess, the boardrooms and the head offices of the supermarkets. And they've come out with things like the price freezes and rollbacks, which has actually reduced the price of some of the goods that they have for sale. You know, there's a separate question as to how they're able to do that. They claim the market is competitive. If it was, their margins would be lower and they wouldn't necessarily have the buffer to roll prices back 12 months, but they have been able to. That's a separate question, and I guess one that's answered by the Commerce Commission's report that the market is actually cooked and isn't delivering well for consumers because profits are so high for supermarkets.
That was Chief Executive of Consumer NZ, John Duffy, talking about the introduction of a grocery commissioner announced yesterday by Minister David Clark.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.